The path to cheerfulness is to sit cheerfully and to act and speak as if cheerfulness were already there. This is Dr. Herbert Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant inspiration. The path to cheerfulness is to sit cheerfully and to act and speak as if cheerfulness were already there. These words from William James are speaking to us, to the psychology that's deep within us, to the reality that's deep within us. Act as though you are and you will be. It is done unto you according to your belief. All of these words that come to us psychologically throughout all history, throughout all religious, social, business, psychological, philosophical history, all say the same thing. Everyone loves to be around a cheerful man. All the world loves a lover. You've heard that one. And that is only so true. All the world loves a lover. Now, are we going to be lovers, or are we going to be people who are filled with problems? Are we going to be people who have things going wrong with us that are very unhappy? I've done a lot of counseling lately with many people who had sort of a self-righteous attitude. And I said to them, you know, with your self-righteous attitude, I have no interest in counseling with you. I have no interest in talking to you because you feel sorry for yourself. You feel that you are right and you feel that there is no way that you could be wrong. There's no way that you can change. There's no way that you can have anything happen for you. And I said, and nothing will happen. Unless we are ready to open our hearts and our minds to the reality of who we are, to the divinity that we are, to the magnificence that we are, we will never experience it. Not because it's not there, but it's because we have chosen to ignore it. Now, the path to cheerfulness is to sit cheerfully, to act, and to speak as if cheerfulness were already here. A lot of people are like that. A lot of children are like that. They say, what do you got for me? You got for me? What do you got? You got something for me? Daddy, did you bring me something? Mommy, did you bring me something? You were shopping. Did you buy something for me? Well, now, we don't necessarily like that sort of a imposition, but it is an expectation. These kids expect that they're going to have something. And, of course, in the past, they were brought something. And so there's no reason why they shouldn't believe that in the now, they're going to have something too. They have this cheerful attitude. They not only sit back and act cheerfully, but they act cheerfully and they speak cheerfully and they expect a gift that's coming to them when mommy or dad comes back from the shopping tour. Yes, yes. You know, oftentimes dad goes on trips and he goes off to other cities and he goes off to other businesses. And when he comes home, he has had himself a handful. He's not ready for anything exceptional because he has just had enough of that very away from home, not relaxed, not restful attitude, but a very busy attitude. And so he says, just let me sit down for a minute. So he sits down and relaxes, and the children know, oh boy, who knows what dad got when he was in that other town. I bet he bought something very special. I bet he bought something that's really super duper. Well, I was visiting with friends the other day, and Daddy came home from a trip, and when he came in the door, he sat in his chair, sort of weary, and he just relaxed, and he says, can I have a cup of coffee? And everybody was eager to go and get the coffee for him and put cookies on the tray and put crackers on the tray and put little tidbits on the tray because they knew that Dad might like that. Well, he got the coffee and he drank it. And as he was sitting there, he said, have you kids all been good kids? And everyone answered, yes, Dad, yes, we were good kids. We did everything Mom asked us to do, and we were home on time after school, and we did our lessons, and we did everything. And Dad said, well, really, I've only been gone 2 days, and today is Saturday. So you did everything on Friday that you were supposed to do, and everything today? Yeah, Dad, yeah. Okay, well, I got a little surprise for you. You see, their cheerfulness and their expectation is being met. He said, okay, let's go sit at the dining room table. And they all sat around the dining room table, Mom too. And he took out a little package, no larger than a deck of cards. And he opened it up, and it was a deck of cards. It was a game called Uno. And he dealt out the cards to everybody after he shuffled them very good. And then he explained to everyone how to play. And the littlest one was joining in too. And she said, "I want to play, I want to play, I want to play." And of course he dealt her a set of cards too. And as the game progressed, Pop explained all the details of the game to everyone. And some of the kids thought they knew it all. And others knew they knew nothing about it. But they all played the game as well as they could. And then Dad turned to little sister and explained very carefully how the game is, and that if somebody has only one card left and they forget to say Uno, they have to get another card. They have to have two cards. And so little sister was paying real good attention to that. And she watched, and her smile was a mile wide, and her laughter in her eyes could be seen everywhere. And she watched everyone's hand. And then John, he laid down a card, and he only had one left. And he was ready for the next person to go on, and he didn't say Uno. And little sister said, "John, you forgot to say Uno." And so John had to take another card, keeping him from going out immediately. Well, little sister learned that aspect of the game very well. She learned whenever you have one card left, you have to say Uno, or else you have to get another card. You see, the game became lots of fun, and Dad joined in the game, and Mom joined in the game. And Mom wasn't too sharp at the game because it was new for her, and actually Dad wasn't too sharp either because it was new for him, and he was sort of reading the rules and learning them as he was going along. But everyone had a great time. The path to cheerfulness is to sit cheerfully and to act and speak as if cheerfulness were there already. And the children acted as if the cheerfulness was there already. They said, "Gee, thanks, Dad. That's a great game. I'm going to invite my friends over to play with me." And the other kids all said virtually the same thing. And they said, "Wow, isn't it wonderful to have such neat games to play?" Well, you know, we oftentimes think that when we want to surprise somebody, we have to buy something big and expensive. We have to do something that is going to be memorable and that is going to make everybody happy for a long time. And that's not the case. That's really not the case. What it is that we want to do, what it is we really want to do, is we want to be happy. Our cheerful outlook is not because we want to be sad, but because we want to be happy. We're cheerful, we're joyous, we're thrilled with life, and we're thrilled with everything we're doing. And lo and behold, everyone worked out that way. And I left the house and the family were still playing Uno, and everyone was shouting and everyone was having good time. They didn't even notice that I left. But I had told them earlier, at 6 o'clock I have to head out because I have other things I got to do. And so I headed out, didn't even say goodbye because they were so busy playing that game. And the game didn't cost that much money. And it was something that all the family could enjoy. And it was something that would bring cheerfulness to the family, to their friends, to Grandma and Grandpa. When they come, oh boy, were they going to have a good time with Grandma and Grandpa. And they were going to really show his Grandma and Grandpa and my Grandma and Grandpa and her Grandma and Grandpa and all of them wonderful tricks and wonderful ways to play this game. The path to cheerfulness is to sit cheerfully and to act and speak as if cheerfulness were already there. William James had a wonderful idea when he expressed this. Being a psychologist, he really knew how to reach into the depths of human nature and how to plumb the happiness of human nature and bring it forth. He is one of the recognized psychologists of all the world, so highly quoted because the things that he had to say were things that people wanted to hear and people wanted to act upon. His sort of imbued self-cheerfulness was evident in everything he wrote and everything he did. And his life was a very, very cheerful life because he gave it away and more came every single day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, wishing you all a very lovely evening and saying to each of you, I love you. I love you. I love you.